Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Jay, what's on your shirt?
That's the that's my mic.
Okay, your mic. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Let's do it up here.
I thought you had got a neck implant or something like that. I'm like, what's going on with that, man?
Yeah. My new Elon. Elon. Sorry. Oh, yeah, we can swear on this thing, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we curse. Come on, keep a little more like. All right, yeah, there we go.
Okay, I got one.
Question or what?
No, my answer for the celebrity.
Oh, okay. Oh, you be thinking. I just be winging sometimes. Okay, cool. All right. What's up, everybody? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. We also got a very special guest in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Comedian extraordinaire. Black belt. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but he's just dope as hell, and he's always a good friend of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We got Mr. J, Big Irish J, back in the house.
What up?
Yeah.
What up? It's good to see you guys, man.
Skinny whore.
Yeah. Well, shit. Look who's talking. We're living whole new lives, man. And dude, it's crazy. Have you noticed here? You weren't as fat as I was, but dude, going on the road now. Like before, if I wasn't doing a show, I would just stay in the room, watch movies, eat, get fatter. But now, like, dude, I'm out exploring cities. Like,
yes. You got more energy,
dude. Yeah, I don't need fat naps anymore. Like I used to take fat naps every day, like around 3. Just crash out for a couple hours
because of food or just because of life?
I'm fat. I was fat. I was 415 pounds, Pat.
You just needed to rest for a second.
Yeah.
Rest your ankles.
Said, Jesus. Ugh. What are you doing?
You had to. Your body was tired, man. You get tired faster. But yeah, now, Jay, I always have a lot more energy. I'm way more active now than I ever been, probably.
Dude, it's crazy. I went to DC and like, I think I walked like 10 miles like around the city and checking everything out. And I was in Tulsa. I'm not laughing, but you'll understand why. I went to the Black Wall Street Museum, which was dope. And like walked around all Tulsa and the gathering. Mm-hmm. It's a different world now.
It is. Damn. It is. The energy
I don't
is crazy.
Sweat on stage.
You don't at all?
No, dude. That's like I used to be like, oh, I'm just one of those comics that sweats on stage, but I'm like, but now I don't. So I'm like, oh yeah, if you're wearing a parka of fat, yeah, you're gonna sweat on stage.
So how much have you lost?
185. Yeah, it's
crazy.
That's almost me.
It's crazy.
It's like your whole life I was going like this, just on your back. That's really impressive. Wow.
It's wild. And dude, you know who else? I just saw him last night at the Cellar. He did a drop in. Craig Robinson. He's lost 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He look like he's aging backwards now. He look like he's in his 30s now. It's crazy. It's crazy. He looks good. He looks real good, man.
He does. He looks great.
All right, well, Jay, man, listen, man. First of all, we're excited to have you back on the show. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Looking amazing, if you will. We got a couple questions we like to kind of ease into when we're kicking off the show now. So we're going to ask a couple questions. Want to get your feedback and see what you think as well.
Let's do it.
All right. First question. If you were a transformer, what everyday object would you turn into?
And we're going to assume it's not car, because that would be super convenient.
Yeah. I mean the dirty answer is a vibrator, but hold on.
Every day?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
That was like the first like just dumb
right out the gate.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what's like a legit like
vibrator.
If you can turn into anything, What's your guys' answers on this?
Shit, man.
I feel like it gotta be something transportation wise. Unless it's like something around the house, that would be crazy. Like a vacuum. Like that would be, I don't know. But something
you like transform into a vacuum?
No, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't want it to be something like around the house, like that helps me just like clean up like a washing machine. So it would have to be like
you transform into fucking labor like working. What the fuck?
It's gotta be something that maybe like a drone. That might be kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Till it's windy, I guess.
You know what? I'm very excited about this question. Now I'm like, damn, what would I want to be? Yeah.
Drone, I guess, isn't an everyday object. But I mean, an air fryer is crazy. That's the fattest thing ever, because you could just use the air fryer.
I'll say
a taste before everybody else do when you're the air fryer. You get it, you're like, this is gonna be good when they eat it.
You would eat it from the inside.
Yeah, it's already in my belly. I feel like the stomach would be part of the air fryer or something like that.
Dibs. That's crazy.
I'll say a cell phone.
Cell phone?
Yeah.
How would that be different than just like picking one up?
What's the difference of turning into an air fryer versus just opening it up and cooking in it? I mean, it's like the reason I said a cell phone or I was thinking a computer is because you still have access to, because I think of like Transformers where like, you know, they're a car, but they, or a plane or whatever, but they still have like, can connect to the internet and all this shit. So if I was a phone or a computer, I still have access to all of the, everything in the world.
And you'd learn stuff immediately, like Matrix.
Yeah.
Miss Josie said a charger. Why would you would just charge a phone and then turn back?
Charger.
She likes to feel useful. She likes to feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the more we get into everyday objects, the more I can't really think of anything that would be useful.
Pair of scissors.
Knife.
Yeah, maybe like a gun.
It's getting turned on like this.
One in the pink, two in the stink. That's stupid.
I'm picking a knife.
All right. Here's another one. Which celebrity do you think would be the most useless in a zombie apocalypse?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
What did you just say?
Stevie Wonder. Think about it. Think about it. A horde of zombies is coming, and Stevie's like, "Which way do we go? To here? He's getting eaten. We don't need a B major 7. We need fighters."
He's just playing the soundtrack as he's getting eaten.
We don't need a stacked chord with amazing voicings.
Stevie Wonder will be playing a harmonica, keep giving our location away to the zombies.
Mine's going to be kind of along the same lines where your first response will be like, nah, but I was going to say Stephen Hawking.
Is he still alive?
No, but if he was, I'm like,
you don't think he could in like a wheelchair, formulate a plan?
And if you're in a wheelchair during a zombie apocalypse, I mean, you're basically just a speed bump for the zombies to get to me. So I'll be like, hey, man.
Damn.
You're smart as shit, but you know.
Bad News Buck is just as bad as you. This motherfucker said Christopher Reeves. Hold up, yeah. So don't nobody want to go to him.
That's true though, because all the entrances to wherever he's at got ramps, so the zombies don't even really need to like go up any flights of stairs. So I mean, I'm serious. Like that's just how they have to build the world around them. So a lot of ramps.
Dude, if we're getting chased, I may even just knock his shit over and fucking take off. Hey man, you got metal. It's like a human on a shish kebab.
It's apocalypse. It's different rules, bro. It's different rules you got to play. But I mean, you want humanity to still be there, but like.
But y'all didn't even need to kill him in this hypothetical. You just added that.
I mean, if people are running and Stephen Hawking is just trying to blow into that thing to get his fucking thing to
move. Why do you think you need to knock him over to outrun him?
Just get a little more, little more time. I mean, he's only going to get a little bit more distance
between the zombies and him. They would use.
I'm like, take him. He's a sacrifice.
Hey, Skinny Jay is diabolical, bro. Skinny Jay is evil. I've seen Jay online fat shaming people now. Like, look at your fat ass. Liking full videos, you fat bitch.
You realize, dude, I don't know if you've noticed this to hear with losing weight, but which I never thought. It's very interesting. You lose likability as you lose weight.
Sometimes you do, you know? Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, because we've all heard so-and-so, oh, the funny fat guy. You never hear, oh, the funny skinny guy, you know? But anyways.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right, man. You definitely can. You definitely can.
So, wait, y'all got more ops now?
More what?
Y'all got more ops, more people.
Oh,
people
don't like
you no more. For real? Oh,
yeah. I think, I mean, dude, and also, I don't know if Tahir's noticed this because you've always been not fat, right, Pat?
I've been fat adjacent most of my life.
No. And my name's Jason.
I was in the neighborhood.
I was
in
Jason. I was the Jason you were fat to. But it's you know who's the hardest on fat people is fellow fats. Like, if you lose weight, they fucking people will like shame you.
Yeah. So what? Wait. You don't like thirds anymore? That's what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like, I probably had lost about 100 pounds, and I was talking to a buddy, Todd Royce, who's a bigger dude. He's fat. I mean, you know, whatever. But he said something to me and I didn't hear him. And I go, what? And he goes, what, did you lose your hearing when they cut your stomach out? And I was like, nah, I just don't speak fat anymore. And,
damn.
And then
Mammy.
Well, and then Mary Upchurch was being you know Mary?
I've heard of that. Yeah.
She, yeah, good comic, kind of a bigger girl. But I was talking to Todd and Todd was like, yeah, you can't do those fat jokes anymore because he lost weight. And then Mary goes, no, he still could because I was still a little bit fatter. And he goes, no, he still could. And I go, well, I could give them to you, Mary, if you want to use them. So it's just, I don't start it, Pat. I don't start it.
You didn't start it in either of those. So those were good examples. That's crazy. I see that in Hollywood too. Like, people like Jonah Hill or somebody, they'll get thin and people will start like making fun of them. And it's like, you don't want them to be healthy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Jonah Hill was going up and down for a while though. I don't know if it was for roles or what, but they did a lot of shit for that too.
Who'd you pick as your celebrity for the zombie thing?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't say anybody yet. I was
he's trying to go under the radar.
I was trying to go under the radar. Right, does the celebrity need to be alive? Or are we just talking about,
I took Stephen Hawking, so.
Was Helen Keller a celebrity back then, though?
I knew it. She wouldn't give away your position, though. She'd be fine in a zombie.
She starts wandering about. Wandering about, making noise.
It's not worth it.
A lot of moves and like it could go there.
I think she'd be chill. I think she'd actually be pretty chill in the zombie apocalypse.
I'm always impressed every time I think about Helen Keller that she was able to like read and write. Like, somebody taught her how to like read and speak. Like,
I know what you're doing.
My mind can't fathom how you do that.
I know what you're doing to hear, you motherfucker. You fucking throw out her as the least the worst celebrity to have, but now you're like, oh, I mean, but she had, you know, I don't want to shame. And
I said what I said. Helen Keller, I feel like it's at the most useless. That was the question. What's she gonna do? She can't shoot none of them.
God damn, bad news.
But she wouldn't do nothing.
Put her on a leash. God,
hey, bro. Hey, come on, I'm not as bad as bad news.
I don't know about that one.
I'm.
What about A Quiet Place, though? I feel like she'd be chilling that.
Oh, she killing in there. She killing in there until she like got up and started like walking around and then bumped something.
Can you imagine? You're just like, she's like,
no, she'd probably be like, what?
JC, I told you it wasn't going to be worth it. Now you have that digital footprint forever.
I couldn't help it. I mean, fuck, everybody's thinking it, you know, like.
And in real talk,
not if you were like, you know, she'd be like, for sure, easy.
she wouldn't see you do this because she was blind and deaf.
Yeah.
She's blind too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I was always impressed that like she learned how to read and speak because she was blind and deaf.
Yeah, you might have the one to hear because you can't communicate. Like Stevie can hear.
Bro,
Stevie
Wonder can hear. She's the MVP of useless celebrities in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
She was mute too.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Stevie, you could be like, Stevie, duck, or damn, just fucking run, you know. But her, you're fucked.
What if Stevie didn't know he was running in a circle?
That's so crazy. Deaf and blind.
Both that's from what I'm birth? Saying, bro. Like, how do you?
This was both from birth? She was.
Okay, they say Helen Keller was both deaf and blind, but she wasn't born that way. At 19 months, so she became ill and lost her sight and her hearing.
She switched to hard mode.
Damn.
Hey, yo. This nigga wild, bro. That's not hard, bro.
She switched to expert.
That's expert level, bro. I'm going to be honest with y'all. If I got to the point, like, early on, and let's say 15, 16, got ill, blind, and deaf, I might find a clip, bro. I ain't going to hold you.
How would you do that? I've
only seen titties for like 3 years, and I can't see titties. I'm out of here, bro.
I would have to explain to you what a cliff was, though.
No, I said at 14. If I lost it, like my hearing and my sight at like 14
years,
14 years old. Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was 19 months.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying if it was me, if I was in that situation and it happened to me at the age.
Oh yeah. But if that's all you knew, then it'd be chill. I'd be like, for sure. Explain this.
Yeah, 19 months, but yeah. Mm-mm, I don't know. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know if I can do it, man.
What about like non-handicap, you know? Because we chose, we went for three in a row.
An what if it Instagram was just, model. Pick anyone. An Instagram model.
Nah, they be in shape because the BBLs keep them in the gym, so they might.
Not
they
all of them.
They're going to push you down, Jay.
Huh?
She push you down and then she capture it. She'll post it. Yeah. Former fatty goes down.
Just threw Jay down. Still living my best life. He's not.
Plus, other humans might help us.
Bro, let's keep it real. Morgan Freeman will be useless in a zombie apocalypse.
He seems like a good negotiator, though.
With zombies, nigga?
No, but I mean, I feel like in the zombie apocalypse, one of the biggest threats is other humans. So you got the OF girls to get you into camps. Because if it's just us three, like, help, let us in, they could be like, nah. But if we got some baddies with us, they'd be like, open the gates. And then Morgan Freeman might be our leader that talks to the person, as you know, uses his Morgan Freeman-ness to get us in, on the inside. I feel like Ray J wouldn't help. I feel like Ray J is a great marketer.
Oh,
but
shit.
Once the world ends,
I got it.
Ooh.
The fucking most useless that's not handicapped as far as we know, fucking Trump.
Great answer.
But what's he gonna do? He's fucking a president. He doesn't know anything he's fucking doing. All I'm he does the, is lie that he's fucking worthless.
I'm not the biggest fan of Trump, but if there was a zombie apocalypse, I feel like the president's resources would be pretty useful. I feel like he could get us into some pretty safe places.
Damn, make an argument for everyone though.
Yeah. Not really. What's the Ray J's?
Ray J, he can fucking call on his little. he can call with the president on his little.
Ray J has the scooters. He can make sure we're all outfitted with scooters and we got the Bluetooth joints. We can talk to each other quietly. Goddamn me. He got the glasses that are unbreakable but break.
He's also hilarious. You need funny people in the apocalypse.
You need to laugh during that time. It's a lot going on. And what you also would need is probably some deodorant, okay? And if you've been using regular smegular deodorant, then you've been doing it all wrong, okay? You need to get with this Mando, okay? We've been rocking Mando for a while. I started using Mando probably sometime last year. And the thing that impressed me the most, not even capping, is that I didn't stink all day long. Like, at all. It was crazy that, like, no sweating, no stinking. It's powerful on the pits, but gentle on the skin. It's not your typical drugstore stick, and it performs at a high performance. Puts that pitch shield on there, and you are good to go. I absolutely love it. I put the people on the full body deodorant, the lotion, the soap. Man, they got so many products. All right, Mando deodorant products include the solid deodorant stick, which is formulated and powered by a mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. They got the spray deodorant, which is aluminum-free and ideal for hard-to-reach places. You get to choose from a variety of scents like bourbon leather, clover woods, Mount Fuji, or pro sport. And it's clinically proven to stop and control odor better than to shower and soap alone. And even 12 hours after a shower, the average man's grundle odor? I've never heard of anything called a grundle odor. Your ball sweat, okay, was a level 5 out of 10. With Mando, the average ball sweat odor is about 0 out of 10. I might have to start using grundle because that, I don't know, it just sounds kind of, I don't know, kind of cool. You can try America's number one whole body deodorant formula right now. You can find them in Walmart, you can find them in Target, you can find them in other retailers across the country. But for the best deals, you need to go to shopmando.com. All right, when it comes to a stick of deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. You can get Mando's starter pack right now. It's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer to our listeners right now, new customers get 20% off site-wide for our exclusive code by using our exclusive code. All you have to do is use DIYS at shopmando.com for 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. That's shopmando.com, S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O. com. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Mando's got you covered. Protect your pits and smell great doing it.
Nice.
Sorry, guys. I'm kind of stuffy right now.
Nice.
From what? You stuffy?
I think I got a kind of little cold going from all places, from Chicago back to St. Louis, back to Chicago, then to Vegas, then to L.A.
Damn.
Yeah. And it was crazy because it was hot in all of those places. But the AC, I had the AC on 67, 66. When I'm in the hotel, I run that bad boy all day.
Is that bad for you to go from like extreme cold to extreme hot back and forth, or does it not matter?
I don't know. I mean, probably, especially if you're sweating. And then the hotel in Chicago, I feel like I kept getting hot, like I couldn't get cool enough. So I don't know, man. But I'm like stuffy. I was stuffy last night at the premiere. And I was like, had like a sinus thing. So people trying to talk to me and I'm trying to listen, but like I had this like pressure right here. Yeah. I know I was talking making stupid faces, but you know, had a great time nonetheless.
Damn, that sucks. Those are the worst.
Yeah. Miss Churchy comes out today, guys. If y'all got BET Plus, watch it. If you don't have BET Plus, get it and watch it. All right. The first 7 days is what matters the most when it comes to shows. Mm. So we need y'all to go run it up. Season 2 comes out today.
So August, it's out, like it's out now.
Yeah, August 21st, Thursday, August 21st. When do people see this?
Right. Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I did not pull it up.
All right, so we got some other stuff on the docket today. It was the game, wasn't it? Oh, the damn, that's creepy. We're gonna do that for later.
Oh, the Alaska.
Yeah, you know I'm with that. But we got some great topics today. Pat, what do you want to start off with?
Let's go with we were just talking about the zombie apocalypse. Let's go with these zombie squirrels that's going on. Yeah. I'm seeing this everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, it is.
Jay, have you been seeing these? Ugh.
The whatchamacallit? I did see that. I think I saw it with rabbits.
Yeah, definitely.
That is crazy.
Oh yeah,
that looks like olives or balls. Either way, I wouldn't want it coming off my neck.
That's horrifying. Okay, so disturbing reports have emerged of gray squirrels in parts of the U.S., notably Maine, and even Canada, exhibiting hairless, wart-like tumors that ooze fluid. Ugh. Social media users have dubbed these creatures zombie squirrels, reacting with alarm to their grotesque appearance. Wildlife specialists have identified the likely culprit as squirrel fibromatosis, a skin condition caused by
Tahir, can you read that part? What's the condition caused by?
The skin condition caused by a what?
By a leporyp Leparipus.
Leparipox virus. The ailment is part of the same family as the myxoma virus, known for affecting rabbits and results in fibrous growths that can be unsightly but are typically non-fatal. That's just so. So basically, they're like, it's not that big a deal. It's just gross.
Yeah,
dude, that's like my dogs have those little knots on their body. And I'm like, does this hurt? What do we do with this?
Ain't this how it starts, though? Ain't it like the animals? And then they're just like, oh, that's weird. Well, don't worry about it. And then other things, then monkeys start having it, then dogs start having it, and then us. This is Last of Us.
This is how it starts. They don't take nothing serious.
See, yeah, like, especially paired with this. Rabbits in Colorado seen with tentacles and horns caused by a virus. This is in Fort Collins, Colorado. People have seen unusual horn and tentacle-like growths on the rabbits' heads and faces. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirmed the cause is a Shope papillomavirus, which causes wart-like tumors that can sometimes become cancerous. Officials said the virus does not spread to humans, pets, or other wildlife, and there is no cure, so people should keep their distance and avoid handling the animals. The condition is uncommon to see, but occurs in wild rabbit populations. They so this is
STV.
Just...
Yeah. STV.
That seems contradictory. It says it doesn't affect humans and pets, but stay away from it.
Right.
Somebody lied.
Yeah. I mean... I don't know how I would feel if they were just like, it doesn't affect humans, so don't worry about it. You could still touch them, you know? I'm not going near.
I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, but here's the thing. They're going to be some people that do it regardless. They don't care. They said they're going to try it out.
You can say it, white people. I'll say it for you. I'll say it for you, Tier. You won't get
canceled. I
appreciate it. I got you.
Well, I mean, you know, listen.
You never know nowadays.
We don't really, I mean... We be outside camping and shit like that. We ain't walking up to no wild rabbits anyway. That's a white thing. And it's okay.
What happened to this little rabbit? Let's take a look. What's it? And then just fucking attack.
Yeah. Listen, every race has their thing. White people love walking up to random wild animals. Black people love going to visit other hoods. I've never really understood the fascination with moving out of one dangerous place and then going to check out another dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a thing. They used to have hood tours. You remember that, Pat? It was a bus.
I remember that shit. Yeah.
That would take people through Compton and Watts. It was ran by these black guys. It was like hood tours. They would be blasting rap music the whole time.
I was living in Hawthorne when that shit was going on.
Yes. That was a real fucking thing, bro.
It doesn't sound like a good idea.
And it didn't last long though, because people were like, hey, you're about to get fucked up. I think it like really got shut down pretty quick, because like some of the people in those neighborhoods are like, you're not just gonna come through here like
the guys that were running it, they were from those hoods. They just figured out a way to like for them to make some money and profit off the thing. But I'm sure somebody in the neighborhood was like, yo, I want a piece of that, or I'm gonna shut this shit down.
That just seems like a business that's going to run into some sketchy stuff at some point. That's crazy. I mean, because a lot of those places are like war zones. That's like when people were trying to go and see O-Block and all these like notably dangerous places in rap. Like, you know, these things, these wars are still happening.
Man, listen, I went to Chicago last Sunday to do a show with Corey B. And my driver is like, yo, you come here a lot? I was like, yeah, a little bit. He's like, you wanna ride around? I was like, not with you. I want to go. If I'm going to the hood, I need to go to the hood with somebody that can vouch for me. They'd be like, oh, he good. Don't worry, he good. You don't look like, I don't think you that person, sir. Just go ahead and take me to where I put it.
That was the offer, though. He said, you want to ride around? Like,
he's like, did you want to see anything? You want to ride around?
Oh, yeah.
And then jokingly, he said, like, the Bean, O-Block. I was like, first of all, why do you know about O-Block? It was an Indian guy. He was younger, but still. No, I'm good, my boy.
That sounds like if something happened, y'all both robbed.
Yeah, or he was trying to set me up. Like, yeah. I'm going to bring my passengers over here. We split the profits. No, sir.
Damn. My boy. Nah, I'm good. That's crazy.
Never been. I've never been one of the ones that like yeah, I want to go see what such and such look like. I want to see what this neighborhood looked like. What? What?
Yeah.
You seen the music video? Shit. You want to go into the? No. We're not doing that. Right. Let's get on with this next topic. I was thinking about the this one's crazy. Shrimp test positive for cocaine. Let's talk about it.
Also, did you see the radioactive shrimp?
Oh yeah, that's on here too. Let's talk shrimp for a little bit.
Scientists in England were surprised to find that freshwater shrimp, more than a dozen sites, tested positive for cocaine and other chemical substances, according to a newly published study. Though cocaine was the most detected chemical found in every shrimp sample, researchers said some samples also tested positive for prescription drugs, recreational drugs, and pesticides, including some that are no longer approved for use in the European Union.
Where are the shrimp getting these drugs?
You know what? Before I read the text with it, I thought it was like in Miami, and you know how they be doing the drops in the water. Maybe one of them just floated to the bottom, and the shrimp got a hold of it. They had a crazy cocaine party for like a month and shit. That's what I thought. But then they said England. I don't know what the fuck going on in England.
They do coke in England.
They do, but I don't think they're dropping it off by boats like how they do it. But they could be. Fuck it. I don't know how to get.
Well, it's probably like, I mean, it's probably along those lines of like drugs getting dumped and it spreads out and shrimp. You know, I'm sure it's like at the most microscopic level, they're finding cocaine, like the same way how like we all now have plastic in us, the microplastics. Mm-hmm. It's probably like along the same lines of that. Like,
what about the prescription drugs though? Like that's so crazy. Like, are they taking full Advil?
Something that wasn't even approved for anymore. So that's the study conducted by researchers.
I couldn't imagine eating some shrimp and getting cocaine effects. Like, imagine doing like a bump of shrimp. Just doing a line of shrimp.
Just have a tail sticking out of your nose.
Chase it with some marinara.
or imagine you get your dream job. You're like, let's go celebrate tonight. We'll go get some seafood. You eat some shrimp. The next day you take your drug test. Oh, we found some cocaine in your system. Sorry. No job.
Here's the thing, though. Cocaine. The right person can flip that and make a lot of money off of it. Like, yeah, if I go to a restaurant where you can just get regular shrimp and you can get cocaine shrimp and such and such. It's like, we're not selling cocaine, so the government can't stop us, but we do got cocaine shrimp.
That sounds like it would work at certain restaurants. Like, you know how like every restaurant is just like, or every like food influencers are like, oh my God, I can't stop eating these. They're like crack. They just like always do some like wild comparison to that. Cocaine shrimp, I don't know. Especially if you like coated it in coconut.
Man, shit. I mean, could be a lucrative way to make some money.
Yeah. Cocaine nut. Cocaine nuts.
Cocaine shrimp. Nut shrimp. Okay, now we cooking. What up, y'all? This episode is brought to you by Kickoff. Now, I have a couple questions for you, okay? Did you know that over one-third of Americans, which is roughly 36%, have below-average credit scores, which can make borrowing more difficult and expensive? Did you also know that roughly a quarter of Americans haven't checked their credit score in the past year, and one in six of those don't even know how to do so? Well, I introduce to you Kickoff, okay? Now, how does Kickoff work, you may be asking? Well, Kickoff gives you a credit line just for credit building and reports it to the three major credit bureaus. Kickoff also helps you quickly improve the key factors that determine your credit, okay? So your new account immediately diversifies your credit mix. Each on-time monthly Kickoff payment builds payment history. And because your monthly payments are so small, your credit utilization, which is the amount of credit you're using, gets healthier fast. Now, I'm sure if you're in this position, you might be thinking, I had way too much fun in my 20s and went too crazy with my credit cards, or I lost a job and had an unexpected expense, or just got behind on bills. Or maybe you have some type of goal, like you want to buy a home in the future, or you want to get your first car or your dream car. Well, then let this be your sign, okay? From us at DIYS to you, sign up for Kickoff and get that credit together. Now, it was totally easy for me to sign up and get started. And thanks to working with them, I have actually seen an uptick in my credit in a relatively quick amount of time. Users with credit under 600 grew an average of 84 points in their first year with on-time payments. So why wouldn't you start now? Start right now. Start building credit immediately for only $1 on your first month. AutoPay also helps you build credit while you sleep, and you never have to worry about missing a payment. With over 1 million users and hundreds of thousands of positive reviews, there's a reason why Kickoff is the number one credit builder on the App Store. So start building credit with Kickoff today, and you can get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/DIYS today. That's Kickoff without the C, KIKOFF.com/DIYS. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/DIYS to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only, subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 84 points. Vantage score 3.0 between January 2023 and January 2024 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary.
All right.
Let's see these radioactive shrimp too.
Yeah.
That's pretty. It
says FDA warns public not to consume potentially radioactive shrimp. So the FDA just warned the public to not consume certain frozen shrimp products sold at Walmart due to possible contamination with cesium-137, a radioactive isotope. It said the warning affects the Great Value brand of raw frozen shrimp sold at the superstore, adding that anyone who purchased the products should dispose of them. The FDA added that although it had not confirmed the presence of contamination in any commercial product in the United States, the shrimp products appear to have been prepared, packed, or held under insanitary conditions whereby it may have become contaminated with CS-137 and may pose a safety concern. When the hell is shrimp and radioactive anything in the same place?
Yeah, prepared, packed in the So basically, just avoid shrimp.
Just definitely. Right now, something's going on with shrimp. Yeah, I've actually been campaigning online against crab. I've just been doing a bunch of like videos on how horrible crab is, like how they're bugs and spiders and stuff. So I'm kind of already halfway there. I'm done with lobster and crab. And like, I was like, damn, shrimp. I can't let go of shrimp. Now it's what? Filled with cocaine and
radioactive
radiation. I don't understand what's happening.
Jesus. I'm reading this. Yeah. C-37 is radioactive isotope. Jesus.
Produced during nuclear fission and having a half-life of about 30 years. I still don't know. I know the game half-life. I don't know what that means, though. Let me see. What is a half-life? Because that deals with radiation, too.
I ain't never been super big on seafood, so I don't give a fuck.
Really?
I ain't never been super big on seafood.
I'm with you. I'm saying, like, I'll do fried shrimp, but... that's about it. I'm not into fish really. No seafood really.
Not aren't you from Boston?
Yeah. Well, I've started comedy there, but I've been a picky eater my whole life, surprisingly. So I've never been a big seafood fan.
You're not from Boston?
No. I was born. I lived all over, but I was Northwest was where I was born. Kind of grew up.
That's what, like Washington?
Oregon and Washington. Yeah.
Half-life is the time taken for the radioactivity of a specified isotope to fall to half of its original value. Oh, so it's affected with stuff that could be around for 30 years?
That's crazy.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I assumed that there was radiation in the water. I thought that there was radioactive water that the shrimp was in, but it seems like where it was packed and packaged is where it got radiation. Which is like, what?
Yeah, I mean, Fukushima? Is that the one in Japan that the nuclear reactor that went
over? Hiroshima?
No, Fukushima. I think it was the that when they had the big Japanese... Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they were talking about when that happened, they were worried about that the water spreading to like the West Coast. So who knows? I mean,
Fukushima.
I just read something that I think the Denver airport was looking to purchase a nuclear power plant to like power the airport or something like that.
The creepiest airport in the country.
The Denver airport, bro. I'm telling you, that in Alaska. Watch them two motherfuckers right there, bro. I don't trust them.
Isn't there something underneath it?
Yeah, a big ass city. I feel like Paradise was made about the Denver airport. The show with Sterling K. Brown, them having that city underground. That's Denver, bro.
And they got all that weird, like demonic shit.
Yeah, the horse.
Yeah, it's weird. It's got some Holocaust shit on there. It's got some Nazi shit on there. It's got the Mason shit on there. Why Denver is this relevant right now at the airport?
Also, if you were gonna make a city underneath a airport with demonic all that stuff, like why would you leave hints? I don't get why they get off by like this is totally secret, but you know, put a fucking demonic horse out front. Like, why not just make it the most regular airport of all time?
I would never understand it either. That's mind boggling to me. It's a big ass airport, bro. It is a big ass airport.
Yeah, and you'll just randomly you see that there's one dude that looks like the guy from Street Fighter, the dude in the red uniform. He's on like the mural. Fuck, that's just
he's gonna invite them together.
Damn. Wait, for real?
Yeah, there's a. Let me see.
You talking about the mural with the kids? Bison, though?
Yeah, I was talking about M. Bison. I'm trying to find the thing that I remember seeing. Fuck, now I'm trying to find it. They have such random shit. Like,
the blue horse, whose name is Blue Spur, who the artist who was creating it got killed by it.
I wouldn't.
They still was like, put this motherfucker up. This is a bad motherfucker right here.
Like, why would that's insane folklore? Like, it killed the creator, and you're just like, damn, now we don't have to pay nobody. Put that shit up. Free horse, y'all.
Free horse up.
Free horse. That shit got glowing red eyes. Hell no.
Yeah, that shit is weird as hell, boy.
I'm trying to.
I don't know, but yeah, let's hop into another story before we get up out of here.
Lasers coming out.
That's dude. It's a weird airport. Downtown construction, conspiracy theories, a secret portal to the underworld. What?
Why would they make that an airport? That could have been anything.
Oh, here we go. Here's the
temple.
Art picture. Let me see if I can put this in the chat. This is the
what we got.
It said it wouldn't post. Let me see.
Oh, you can't put the links in there. You have to do it in a private chat.
Oh, okay. Let me do this then. Right, this is the guy that it's not red, but it's the guy that was like is like M. Bison.
Oh, nah, that motherfucker look like MF Doom. Hold on, let me share the screen with that one. Oh, you got it.
And just click on it. You can blow it up
right there. That's crazy as hell.
Oh yeah, is he actually wearing Nazi symbolism or?
Dude, I don't know what.
Why that big ass? It's so much crazy shit. The gun, the sword, the kid,
and a peace dove. And there's a peace dove at the end of this
rainbow.
He's stabbing the dove. Wow.
Yeah. I have no idea what that is supposed to be.
This nigga's muting a rainbow. That's crazy. Then,
dude, there's gargoyles and demon statue shit.
Oh, that's right. There are gargoyles and stuff. Yeah, it's like, why? Why not just have your weird shit underneath?
Yeah. I don't even like flying in that motherfucker. I'm gonna be honest with you. I want no parts of it, man. No parts.
I took a field trip there and just looked around.
You say you did?
Yeah. Aside from the creepy stuff, it's totally normal. It wasn't scary at all.
But it's creepy shit everywhere, all over that motherfucker, though.
Yeah, you'll just be walking it. I just put another one in. If you scroll down, that weird demon statue thing.
Is, oh yeah, let me see. Let me pull that one up. Let me look at that one.
It's like the second one down.
Is there like one scary terminal, or is like they it's through the did whole a good thing. Job? They spread out the symbolism.
I think this the yeah, demon yeah. thing is from like by baggage claim, because I was just walking. Yeah.
Look what?
Yeah, that's in the airport, dude.
Like, bro, what? They're not even trying to hide it. That's probably, you know, like in Scooby-Doo, the furniture you like move and it's an elevator. That's probably how you get.
The wall slides open.
It's probably yeah. how you get to all those hidden parts. We're just too nervous to touch it.
All right. Before we get up out of here, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you about one of our favorite sponsors. No stranger to the pod. It's Blue Chew, guys. No clever segues or anything. We're just talking about Blue Chew because they have some of the best copy in the game. And I'm just going to read a couple of them off, just like I did the last time. So here's the first one. Guys enter the room dick first. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave you your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. This is somebody gets paid to write this, guy. Last time I took a Blue Chew, my dick got sponsored by an energy drink company and refused to do missionary, saying it was bad for the brand. Extreme positions only. Read two more.
Read two
Have you
more.
Ever tried to tuck in a submarine?
Wow.
This ain't a supplement. It's an erection resurrection. Now listen, man, we've had a lot of great times, a lot of good laughs, and a lot of good nights with Blue Chew. Guys, this isn't just about performance. It's about the legacy of your third leg. Let's see. So give her group chat something to talk about. You know, we lay it down. They're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the promo code DIYS at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join the Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Hey, they over there run a Blue Chew like Monopoly. They just...
That's crazy.
Dude, you should do a super clip of just you doing ads, like an hour of you doing all the different ads.
An hour?
Yeah. So it'll be like him reading two ads.
Adocalypse. That's crazy.
Man. Bluetooth always has the wild ones, though. All right, we got a couple more stories we want to get into. Actually, you know what? We'll go to another story. Let's jump into Damn That's Creepy. Yeah. We got some more Alaska.
My favorite.
Yeah, we got more Alaska stories. What's going on with Alaska? Now, the first one I had never heard of right here. This is the Alaska Ooh. Triangle, right? This location is between Anchorage, Juneau, and Barrow, dubbed Alaska's version of the Bermuda Triangle. This vast wilderness triangle has been the site of numerous unexplained disappearances of planes, boats, and hikers. People vanish without a trace, sometimes with emergency signals sent, but no rescue ever arriving. Some claim strange lights and distorted time near the triangle. The theories are that it's magnetic anomalies that disrupt compasses as instruments, or alien abductions, or secret military testing, or it could be a portal to another dimension.
I like
I'm just impressed you read all of those and only messed up on dimension. You had
there was
anomalies,
some tough ones in there.
Compasses.
I like this one because when you think about how big the Earth is, and then you learn about the Bermuda Triangle, it's like there's probably these things everywhere. You know, this one just blew up off of like tabloids. But and if you think about how big of a state Alaska is, this makes a lot of sense. And it's about time we learned about another triangle. Because I heard something today about like that, not today, it was like earlier this year. It was basically like people who were trying to disprove the Bermuda Triangle. And they Ooh. Said that just got a lot of hype because of Amelia Earhart and stuff like that. But if you look at how big the Bermuda Triangle is and then just look at other parts of the ocean, the disappearances and like shipwrecks and stuff like that, it's not that different stat wise than other places on Earth. So it's just like sometimes some places on Earth just that happens.
And it so could you be think paranormal. It was just Amelia Earhart and just the fact that it is kind of encompassed by land that it got popular?
No, I think it's I think those things are everywhere. I think that that one just became like super crazy in folklore because of the huge stories like Amelia Earhart and stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay. I feel like these things are everywhere.
Yeah.
I just reading Bad News Buck said the Unalaska Islands, there's a volcano that supposedly has an alien base in it. Multiple pilots claim to see objects flying in and out of it. What?
Unalaska.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Also wonder what's under the water. Like, you know, I mean, they have the UFOs coming out of the water and all that shit. Okay.
Right. That's scary.
Yucatan.
I'm not gonna lie, that's not the triangle I had in my mind.
Me either. That's not where I pictured it being at. And that's a weird triangle too. That's a very weird triangle.
Trapezoid.
It's so barren up there. I just would never want to go up there.
When it's that's probably
hiking, why I think it's hiking up in Alaska like that, bro. Sit your ass down.
Well, that's probably why they chose it.
You say that's probably why what?
They chose that area because a lot of niggas ain't over there, you know.
Yeah,
that's why I would go over there if I was an alien. I've never heard of the Unalaska Islands.
Either have I. I haven't heard that.
That sounds so like menacing.
Oh snap! Speaking of the N word, yeah. Go ahead, pull it up. Go ahead, pull it up.
I might just sit this one out, guys.
The ultimate white pass just dropped.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
College football player Noah Kaniga is how they, I think they said it was that it, Hippie Kaniga, has recently shared that he has released merchandise for his brand. Eastern Michigan linebacker announced that he will be selling a limited number of hats for $49. Noah went viral last year for his interesting last name. While looks like an announcer's nightmare, the pronunciation is not as bad as we all thought. It was pronounced as Kaniga, according to Kaniga and his father.
Damn. Kaniga. First of all, Noah knows what he's doing. Okay.
He doesn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Number two, he was like this close. Like if that K was silent, like in night, he was this close to being able to say nigga all he wants.
Well, dude, I was just going to say, I'm trying to think of a word that starts with K-N where the K is not silent. I can't think of any word. You right. Know, knowing, knife, all have K-N, and the K is silent.
Right. So it's like the perfect loophole because you think it. But I mean, the perfect loophole would have just been like, it's literally like that Chappelle skit. It was the nigga family. So if it's a name, you can say it, or else you're just like, man, I can't even say my name. But I don't know, treacherous waters.
Hey, man, listen. As the father, the patriarch of that family, you need to change your last name. Yeah. You need to just go ahead and step up, do the right thing, change it. It ain't shit going on with your heritage that if you're keeping a legacy alive by that last. Just change that shit, man.
That's tough. And you in football, you in sports. That's tough. Because the thing is that dude, whether that you do or bad,
somebody be like, man, get this white nigga out of here. It's going to happen. That's going to happen. You score too much, hey man, fuck that white nigga. And if you trash, hey, like nigga, suck. Like, gonna happen.
Dude, what if you talk to the dad and you're like, hey, you should really change that name? And you're like, he's like, oh, I actually did. It used to be Kniggger, but we changed it. We never knew.
Yeah, that's like, crazy. He's like, I'm not gonna change the whole thing. I'm just gonna soften the blow. Just saw
that's
we
crazy.
Put the AR because we thought it was more acceptable amongst.
What's wild is how irresponsible these hats are because no one knows the pronunciation. So you just putting a bunch of nigga hats on these white dudes' head, and even the quarterback himself, he has to pull out ID. Like, no, it's my name, and then they'll be like, all right, maybe. But
that fool's gonna be knocked out
fan,
before he gets to that.
Right. Oh my God. I didn't even think about that part right there.
not a good idea.
Imagine walking through a New Orleans airport, a white guy with that hat on.
Mm-hmm. And like Jay said, every word you know with the K and an N, you automatically think to not say the K. So it's like the night of niggas. It's like the knowing of niggas. So you can't just be like, oh, I'm sorry, it's my favorite player. Because like, what besides Jordan, who's walking around with a snapback hat of just the last name? That's like James. Oh, I'm a LeBron James fan. Like, nobody does that.
Nobody's going to wait for you to explain. Nobody's going to be like, here, let me explain how it's pronounced. They'll be like, Kaniga, please.
And that even that person knows ball. That's a bad idea. Don't buy that.
They should change it to KKK and then the rest of that.
Might as well.
Dude, that's fucking nuts. That's wild, though.
That's crazy.
All right, yeah, one more story before we get up out of here, man. This one, this is a 2018 story. This was the first attempted homicide in Antarctica.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did we already read this one, right? No. Not this one. That was the group of the people who one person had to be detained or something like this, but
oh god, the reason why is super lame.
Yeah, Pat, can you take this one? I'm going to grab a cough drop real quick.
Yeah. So Russian scientist in Antarctica stabbed his colleague for spoiling book endings repeatedly. That is so lame. I thought it was going to be like spoiling like UFO secrets or like the ice wall. It was Harry Potter.
I wonder if that place is like so barren that I could get it if you like you don't have cable TV, you don't have internet.
Right.
And you're like, all I got is this book that I've been reading for 6 months. And then you just come, oh, yeah. At the end, Sarah did it. And you're like, you motherfucker. 6 months I've been reading this piece of shit.
And he said repeatedly, which means it was multiple books.
Oh,
so
they probably have like a library there. And one dude's been there, read them all. And he's just, he lets you start and just get to like the last 10 pages. Just go, this is what happens.
When you put it like that, I feel like I get it too, especially if you're already under like the worst conditions ever in Antarctica. Everybody's cold. Everybody hasn't had a decent meal. Everybody's like miserable. And then you over here like, man, he reaches into his pocket. The Sorcerer's Stone's right there. It's like, motherfucker.
That's just
book, I feel like I get it, right? I get it, but I've never had a book ruined for me. I've had movies ruined for me. Like if he ruined something on a level of like, the sixth sense, like right before you find out Bruce Willis was a ghost, you'd be like damn, that's crazy, man. You finna find out that he's a ghost. Wait, what? Yeah, he's been dead the whole time. The little boy just sees ghosts. Now we gotta go outside.
It said
repeatedly. Now we gotta fight.
Can you put it back up? I never read the story, my bad.
And by the way, Bad News Buck said he got offered a job where they were, and it's literally desolate.
Damn. In Antarctica?
Yeah, I guess wherever these Russian scientists are at.
So it says this happened in October 2018. A Bellingshausen station on King George Island, Antarctica. A Russian scientist named Sergei Savitsky stabbed his colleague Oleg, which is the dude in the beard with the beard, in the chest with a kitchen knife. The reason, Belogozov, I guess Oleg. Allegedly kept spoiling the endings of books that Savitsky was reading, a devastating blow in the isolation of Antarctica where entertainment options are extremely limited. Oleg survived the attack and was airlifted to Chile for treatment. Damn, that seems far.
Right?
Savitsky immediately turned himself in and was flown back to Russia where he was charged with attempted murder. Reports suggested that the extreme psychological stress of isolation, monotony, and months of darkness at the research station contributed heavily to his breaking point. Yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot of suicides where it's rainy, you know.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah,
look at where fuck Chile is, because I thought Chile was like in South America or something.
It's at the bottom of South America, right?
You're thinking about the restaurant here.
No,
I'm talking with you.
So, and wait, Antarctica is at the bottom of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I would have thought Australia was closer, but maybe not. I don't know. We don't really see that view. Like Booty Up. booty up like Antarctica to the other continents? I have no idea.
It's because of the ice ball.
Like there looks like there are a lot of more options before you have to go to like Chile, but you know, what do I
know? Oh, okay. So they're almost touching tips.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to keep it cool. Sorry, man,
depending on what part it is. Did y'all awesome. Have y'all read that I think all of Africa is on board with actually I got some other people on board. They're trying to create new maps that show the real size of Africa on the new maps.
Right. And they're trying not to?
No, I think that they're just trying to get enough people on board to do it. No, show
actually. That's crazy how that was hidden. Just the size of how things actually are. They're just like, no, Africa's not bigger.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, we never said it was it. It's like, no, this is exactly how Africa's big as Africa gets. Like, okay.
So African Union urges use of world map showing Africa's true size. So that's what it is. The African Union is urging this. They're trying to get people to like really use the right map. New York Times just reported that Africa is big and it wants the world maps to show it. So, yeah, that's just crazy how it would look.
It's like we could fit like multiple countries in.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
The reason
Trump's going to name it Africa, America. And we wipe them out.
Africa, America. They're like, we didn't need a new name.
Right next to the Gulf of America and the Africa, America.
That's going to be crazy. All right. Well, before we get out of here, Jay, you got anything coming up you want to let the people know about?
This weekend I'm in South Dakota. Just bring it real quick. This weekend, August 22nd, 23rd, Rapid City, South Dakota, 29th, 30th of August, Tucson, Arizona. And then first weekend in September, Manteca, California. You can go to bigirishj.com for tickets.
Where's Manteca?
Up north.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Canada?
No. It's California. It's like Northern California.
Manteca?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Deaf Puppy Comedy Club.
One thing Jay gonna do is find the show.
Deaf Puppy?
Yeah, Deaf Puppy Comedy Club. Great club, but it's called Deaf Puppy Comedy Club. It's
kind of morbid.
Yeah, deaf.
Yeah, dead puppy would be worse. Yeah. Not really laughing matter. Deaf Puppy is wild.
All right. Well, as I said earlier, Churchy comes out today on BET Plus. Please watch that, run it up. It's not enough to just say you want to do it. Please go ahead and do it. That is going to help us secure that third season, and we really definitely want to do that. Every season gets better. We get a better budget. Can get better writers, better shooters, everything. So need you guys' help. Please go out and watch that. The premiere was a couple nights ago. We had a great time. Whole red carpet thing. It's been great, man. It's been a great experience. So please run it up when it comes to Churchy on BET Plus. And The Hospital will be on BET Plus as well in September. So look out for that. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
Pat, you got anything coming up?
Worst Taste on All Deaf. Keep a lookout for that. And Planet Sandwich every Wednesday on Twitch. There it is.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
Big Irish J.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You scared. Peace, guys.